I know I'm going to Oakland this year. I knew that right away. Yep, I know I'm going to Oakland, and then I, you know, as veteran kickers and punters do, I looked to see if we had any cold games late, and it looks like we lucked out on that. I know there's only one traveling conflict, I thought, was we go to Oakland, then straight to New York, you know, back-to-back weekend. So, but, you know, I did look to that because I was glad to get to play Oakland here last year. Unfortunately, we lost, but now I got to go back to a black hole and play up there. So it'll be mixed emotions.
Well, that was kind of my next question. I mean, any anticipation as to what that's going to be like?
Yeah, I don't know, you know.
Going to the opposite locker room.
I know, opposite locker room, and, you know, I've kicked a lot of footballs in that stadium, and I've still got some good friends on that team with Janikowski and Kondo and some of those guys, and, you know, it's going to be interesting. I still talk to those guys once a week, so it's not like we're going to be strangers, but, you know, there's a lot of people there that I know, and there's a lot of fans that supported me for years, and, you know, I still thank them for all the support they give me, but we're going to try to win the game.
Is that something that you think people kind of underestimate, the, you know, that football is such a business and you get used to at this point seeing players go from team to team, but you guys still, I mean, those guys, granted they're on the other team, but they're still your friends. You still have a community there. You had a life there for so long.
Right. I mean, I did. That was my life for 13 years was, you know, wearing the silver and black and playing at the Coliseum and people hating us, and you know, and it, the fan base was phenomenal. I mean, it felt like Halloween every Sunday, which was awesome to go be a part of. But I just, you know, hope they understand the respect I have for them, for the support they gave us, the team, you know, through some, you know, a decade of struggling there, you know, and you know, we'll see how it goes.
Talk a little bit about that fan base there. And, of course, the Texans have some rabid fans as well, but there's nothing like an Oakland Raider fan.
No, it's a different breed for sure. They are diehards. When they say, you know, when I hear people say I'm a diehard Texan fan or I'm a diehard whatever Giants fan, when a Raider says I'm a diehard Raider fan, then he shows you his huge Raider shield tattoo on his back. Those guys are the real deal. And you know, I love playing here in Houston. I love our fans, but those guys have been around for a long time.
Any guess as to how they'll react to you coming back?
I'm sure it'll be mixed. And it'll be mixed for me, too. You know, there's some things that I didn't like at the very end of the year, very end of my last year there. And there's some things I liked. And I'm sure the fans are going to be the same way with me. There's going to be some things they liked about me and some things they didn't. And life goes on. So that's, you know, I think that my career or a Raider career ended when it needed to there.